The Osgood File. Dave Ross in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. A year ago, swimmer and six-time Olympic gold medalist Amy Van Dyken suffered a spinal injury in an ATV accident in Arizona. It paralyzed her below the waist. But she was defiant back then.
I'm going to get the best wheelchair ever. I'm going to put skulls and crossbones on it because that's my thing. And I'm going to rock it out. That's my prognosis.
And that defiance is paying off now. More after this from Charlie. Doctors weren't sure that former Olympic swimmer Amy Van Dyken would ever walk again after her accident last year, but she is, using a full-body machine that gives her only as much assistance as she absolutely needs. And as she told CBS's Barry Peterson, it's hard work.
What's it like to use this and walk again?
It's so hard. Like you can see, I mean, I get done with walking maybe 50 feet. And I'm sweating.
Al Beeman is overseeing Amy's therapy.
So there's still some nerve that's functioning in
there. There are nerves that are making it past the level of her injury, making the leg motion, the function that we're seeing today in the recovery she's making possible.
When she's not in therapy, you'd think that Amy would be resting up for the next session. But of course, it's just the opposite. She goes hiking, she gives public speeches, and sometimes she drives CBS News correspondents around in her specially modified Camaro SS.
You're just a normal person out here on the highway, like everybody else.
Just like everybody else.
And that's important because...
Well, it gives you your freedom back.
The reason Amy took up swimming in the first place was to beat asthma. And not only did she beat it, she won 6 gold medals. So this is familiar territory for her. Except this time, there's a much bigger prize waiting at the finish line.
I'm training for my life right now.
Sounds to me like that walking machine is going to be out of a job. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.